This is the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris with the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Dan and Ian are here with me. And that is the music that years ago I used to introduce a regular segment with my friend Bob Reno, who ran a website called badjocks.com. It's the website where cops meet SportsCenter. Well, the fact that I haven't had Bob on the air for a few years is more a reflection of the fact that I don't have a full-time show anymore than the fact that he isn't doing the work anymore, because he is still doing the work, and the website is still around. And this week was the kind of week where Bob goes, thank you to the sports gods, because you get a story like Manti Te'o, the Notre Dame linebacker, who apparently had a fake girlfriend who died, but she wasn't really a girlfriend, or she was made up by somebody or made up by him, or I have to wait for him to appear on Oprah to explain the whole thing, because it's gotten so confusing. And now there's a story this afternoon about Ronaya Tuiasosopo, who is a guy who is suspected of doing this as a hoax to Manti Te'o. And then there's the story of this woman, Diane O'Meara, whose picture is the one that was used as supposedly the girlfriend of Manti Te'o. And the whole thing's awfully confusing, so I've invited Bob to join us here and talk about it. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good afternoon. Yes, this is one of those weeks where I get down on my knees and I say a little prayer, because every time, as you know, every time I think I've seen it all,
yeah.
I've been doing this for 13 years now. Bad Jocks was founded 13 years ago in February. It's something like this comes up, and it still amazes me. It's why I keep doing the site.
All right, so see if you can explain to us what you think happened in this story.
Well, you know, first of all, I'm a little bit mad at myself. I have family that are huge Notre Dame fans. I remember hearing the story about Manti Te'o, Notre Dame linebacker's girlfriend and grandmother dying on the same day, back in September. And because he was playing, I live in East Lansing, Michigan. They were playing Michigan State, and then the next weekend, the weekend of Kakua.
Yeah.
I am trouble pronouncing some of these names. Her funeral was against Michigan, and in both games, Manti Te'o, you know, sucked it up. He had outstanding games. It really launched Notre Dame from the, oh, yeah, they're going to have another mediocre season, into, you know, a real contention.
Yep.
And, you know, I think if at the time I had really sat down and said, what are the odds, you know, of a guy losing both his grandmother and his girlfriend on the same day?
To the same disease.
Essentially, yes, from cancer, although the girlfriend had some kind of car accident. It was very convoluted. There were very few pictures. Now, this is somebody who was 21, 22 years old, and I know people in that age group. You have to be hiding in a cave not to have your entire life online. So it would be easy, especially with a name like that.
Yeah.
It would seem to be very easy to find high school information. You know, was she an athlete in high school? There's all sorts of information. Facebook, MySpace, you know.
Yeah, you know what? When you type in Lene Kakua,
yes,
that's not something that comes up. What, 152,000 hits?
Yes.
Maybe six.
Yes, exactly. And on the other hand, though, I am now hearing that the guys at Deadspin who broke this are getting death threats from Notre Dame fans who feel that they have somehow, you know, broken a code, or they ruined things, and we should have let Manti Te'o, you know, break the story. Obviously, that came out on Wednesday.
But wait a second. He actually, Notre Dame knew about this story last month, supposedly. Not only did they know about it, and he talked to them about it, but 2 days after that, he was on TV in an interview saying he was so sad about the death of his girlfriend, who at that time he knew was fake, that it was all a hoax.
Yes. Well, and I can even top that. I'm still researching this, but I believe sources have told me that at the national championship game, the weekend before the national championship game, he was still raising money for the cancer, the fundraiser in the late fake girlfriend's name. Now, if you're Notre Dame and you know he's going to do that, I'm not an attorney, but it would seem like that would be fraud. If you knew and you didn't stop him, at least you could say, look, to shut up about the girlfriend for a couple of days. But the story added to the allure, the recognition of Notre Dame. But you know what? The athletic director, Jack Swarbrick, went out Wednesday, gave a very impassioned press conference, and said that they, as soon as they were told, December 26th, I think is the date that's thrown around, as soon as they were told about it, they hired private investigators, and their private investigators provided sufficient evidence that they believed that Manti Te'o was the victim of a hoax, what they are referring to as a catfish scheme. I won't go into a great deal about that, but it's basically creating a fake personality online to trick someone, and that's it. They're done. Now, it's interesting. I had just an epiphany shortly before we went on the air here. This can all be over in about 5 minutes, Paul.
No.
Notre Dame has a report that will clear Manti Te'o. That report clears Notre Dame.
Yep.
Release the report. I have created a Facebook page, Notre Dame released the Manti Te'o report, and I would like to pressure the university. Look, they spent good money. I can't imagine Notre Dame skimped on private investigators. They had to have hired the best.
Well, you know what? It's possible they hired the same ones that Donald Trump hired to go to Hawaii and investigate Obama's birth certificate.
Well, or the guys who were still looking for the killer of O.J. Simpson's wife.
Yeah.
But this is a very simple solution. You know, Notre Dame, he is not a student there anymore, technically. He's going into the NFL. They owe him nothing. And this is, I see this as a win-win for everybody. Te'o doesn't have to do a press conference. Notre Dame can stop getting requests and people bothering them and news crews on their campus about this. And we can get back to focusing on important things like the NFL playoffs.
Hey, did his grandma really die?
Now, that is actually, I did read an article, someone actually did check, and they went back and did check on that one, but it does make you doubt, and that's the other thing about this story. Well, there's two things. The fact that the mainstream media really fell down on this, and there wasn't one person who really dug, you know, further into this, because really, the guys at Deadspin, as much respect as I had for them, this initially was about 5 minutes work for them.
Yeah.
Now, they took the time to really build a case because this is an explosive story. But my understanding, it took them about 5 minutes to really realize that there was a hoax going on here. This wasn't CSI. You know, they didn't have to waterboard anybody. It was a very simple thing for them to do. And so the fact that nobody in the national media did this, I'm also wondering what Notre Dame's responsibility for its players. And I was speaking to somebody this morning, and I said, you know, going after a star player on a national team like Notre Dame, okay, to prank him for whatever reason, we still don't understand. I wrote a piece the other day. What's the motivation of this hoaxer? What did they get, you know, from this for all the time they allegedly spent? That's a lot like stealing money from the mob.
Yeah.
You know, to go after a star athlete, can you imagine if Nick Saban at Alabama found out that somebody was going after, you know, tricking one of his players? Because this could have gone the other way. You know, Manti Te'o could have broken down. He would have been useless to the team. He inconsolable. I can't play. I have to go to her funeral, whatever. Notre Dame season is over at that point.
Yeah.
And so the question to me is, if Notre Dame knows who's behind this, and Swarbrick, Brick claims he does, the reality is in big-time college sports, this guy would be in jail, he would be beaten to a pulp, laying in a ditch someplace, or he would have had some kind of accident would have befallen him.
All right, well, now there's USA Today Sports is reporting this afternoon that Ronaya Tuiasosopo, the California man suspected of being behind the Manti Te'o girlfriend hoax, confessed in early December to fooling the Notre Dame star linebacker. I'm just reading it. It says, a friend of Te'o told ESPN in an interview, the friend, identified by ESPN as a woman in her mid-20s, insisted on anonymity because she said she's fearful for her family's safety because of the widespread media attention the story has created. And as you mentioned, all the death threats, etc. She said Tuiasosopo cried when he told her how he had played what he said was at first a game on the unsuspecting Te'o. She said he told her he had done similar catfishing, as you said, creating a fictional online persona in order to fake a relationship. He said that he had done it several times before. Quote, he told me that Manti was not involved at all. He was a victim. The girlfriend was a lie. The accident was a lie. The leukemia was a lie. He was crying, literally crying. He's like, I know what I have to do. It's not only Manti, but he was telling me that it's a lot of other people they had done this to.
Well, you know, I have no reason to doubt that report, but this is exactly the kind of thing that I suspected would start happening. You know, you had the NFL player yesterday saying he had actually met her.
Yeah.
You know, you've got other people saying that.
Yeah, I want to talk to that guy, Reagan Mauia, or however you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Mauia. Yeah, he said he met her in 2011 while doing charity work.
Right. Oh, yes.
You guys must be having the same dream at the same time.
Yeah. There are other, you know, other bits to this story. So there's purposely becoming a smokescreen.
Oh, well, Bob.
Yes.
Manti Te'o is in even more trouble. Not only did he make up his imaginary girlfriend, he forgot to buy her a fake gift for her birthday.
Oh, I hate that.
Imaginary doghouse now.
Yeah.
But you know what, Paul? This can be resolved very quickly. If he's a victim of a hoax, if he believed this woman existed, if he believed she died, what was his response other than to tell the national media and get sympathy? Did he buy roses and sent roses to her funeral or to her gravesite?
Yep.
Did he try to send a representative? This is as he said, this is the love of his life. This is the person, you know, he was going to spend the rest of his life with. What does a man in that situation do? And he should be able to produce a receipt. He should be able to produce phone records to, you know, show all these things he said happened. I'm not doubting that somebody, you know, was involved in the back end kind of technical part of this.
Yep.
But it goes back to the piece, you know, I wrote this morning, which essentially said, you know, let's cut through everything else. There's two questions here. Why does Manti Te'o need a girlfriend? Really think about that for a minute. This is a jock who's been a stud since high school. If he really just needed somebody to talk to, even if he wanted a Mormon Hawaiian volleyball player, I think Notre Dame would have gotten like five or six of them.
Those are tough to come by.
Right. Here's your new team coach. Because you know what I'm saying? It's almost like somebody reporting that Manti Te'o was walking around campus looking for food.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine that? He's got people walking around with steaks and hamburgers and whatever ready to feed him.
Yeah.
If there was anything he needed,
he would have gotten
it. Notre Dame would have gotten it for him.
Bob Reno, editor and publisher for 13 years now of BadJocks.com. You can read everything he's written on this subject there. It's the website where cops meets Sports Center. It's a great pleasure talking to you again, Bob. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Paul. Always a pleasure.
Oh, that's great. Bob Reno here. And by the way, if you Google fake girlfriends, as I did today, you'll find out that you can get one for your Facebook profile from a group in Brazil. All it costs is $40.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, that's what Manti could have done and saved himself a lot of other trouble.
Yeah.
It's the Big 550 KTRS.